IU's Brown County Playhouse presents Ray Cooney's farce, There Goes the Bride, in a production directed by Bruce Burgun. It opens on July 10th, additional performances through August 2nd. I'm George Walker for WFIU Arts, and our guests are two of the actors from the show, IU faculty member Nancy Lipschultz, and also guest Broadway television veteran Kurt Ziske. Thanks very much for coming in.
Hey, you're very welcome.
Thank you.
Now, once again, Ray Cooney is reigning at the Brown County Playhouse. ever since the discovery of how much the audience has enjoyed Ray Cooney's work, there's been one, maybe every couple of years. And I wanted to ask the two of you just a little bit about this sort of high-paced drama. And what I wanted to ask was, what's the hardest part about doing farce for you? And what's the most fun? And let's start with Nancy.
I think the hardest part is the running around in and out of doors and the timing. And the most fun is the running around in and out of doors and the timing.
Is that why they say if a stage set has five doors, you know it's a farce?
Absolutely.
Now, tell us a little bit about your character in the running around, Nancy.
Well, I play the grandmother of the bride, Daphne Drimmond, and I'm married to a crazy doctor, and we are very proper English folk, and all the things that are going wrong during the wedding day, including getting into my corset and so on, are just very upsetting to me.
Do you have a little extra fun as one of the things that you do professionally is work as a dialect coach with the dialogue for this particular character?
Yes. This has been really fun to sort of get back into that and check myself and make sure I'm doing it okay and that everyone else is fine. And everyone else is doing a great job. So it's been a lot of fun.
Kurt, you play a prospective father-in-law, and again, dialect gets into this because you're supposed to be from Australia. What's the hard part and what's the fun part for you in this show?
In terms of farce, well, the hard thing for me about farce is making sure that everybody stays on the same page so that the moment is always consistent. Farce depends on who's got the ball and how you pass it to each other. So if someone's passing the ball to someone else for a setup for a joke, that someone else knows where the release is. Farce is more mathematical than any other kinds of theater. At least that's been my experience. I've done about five of them. I do play an Australian, which is fun. It was nice to have Nancy in the cast with it. The hardest part about farce probably is making sure that the timing is correct. The easiest part is there's something in theater I call the click, when you know everybody's on the same page and things, all you have to do is just listen and answer. And it becomes very funny and very true.
Well, in a town that's just basketball crazed, your notion that...
That's right. We're in Hoosier heaven here, aren't we?
No, that what the really important thing is that you actually know how to set a pick and roll.
I guess, yeah. Yeah.
Going on just a little bit more about that, talking about sort of being on the same page and the release, is this something the audience actually understands on an intellectual level, or is it something that they just get when it works?
Hopefully it's something they just get when it works. No, they should not see farce and all comedy, farce being the most heightened kind of comedy, should look as easy as pie. While we're doing things that are very technical, the audience should never be aware of that. If they are, we're not really doing our job.
But at the same time, farce really is often based around the notion that there's a lot of stress going on stage, that people don't understand one another, that this is going wrong, that that's going wrong, that there are three people in the closet.
Mm-hmm.
So it doesn't seem as if the audience should think that it's easy as pie.
Oh, not easy as pie in terms of, everything's going to work out. No, but it's really much ado about nothing. You know, yes, they should not be able to figure out how exactly this all is going to work out, but they shouldn't see us working at it. They should see us suffering under the stress of it.
Kurt Ziske and Nancy Lipschultz, two of the actors who are playing in the Brown County Playhouse's production of the farce There Goes the Bride, directed by Bruce Burgun, opens on July 10th and continues with performances through August 2nd. I'm George Walker for WFIU Arts.